the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani. Who?
Eric Sinani.
Eric Sinani, one and only. In your face, Eric says. And I say too. I guess we're both the same. I'm accompanied by on-air vocalist and talent, Miss Bianca C.
Hello, everyone. Bianca C, that's me.
As usual, wonderful. How are you today, Miss Bianca?
I am fabulous. How are you today, Eric?
We are on our second record for the day, so I guess it's a good day. I guess when you're that busy and you can record twice in one day, then it's been a good day.
That's a good day.
Very
indeed,
true.
Indeed.
R-Dub, are you there with us today on your early Christmas break?
I am here.
How are you today, R-Dub?
Doing just fine, enjoying the no snow Wisconsin.
Right. So tell us, is it cold in Wisconsin right now?
It's actually not too bad. I mean, we're probably in about like the 40 degree range. And it's like a dry cold out here, so yeah. It's not as bad.
Well, you didn't have to sit through an almost, hurricane, tropical storm weather that we had this past weekend here that tore up the East Coast. So we appreciate you being here with us and all that you do. Did we tie in? I know Angelo is in the other office doing work for us, so he's not on the line, but he's here. Shout out, because I know he's listening. And did you do you have Dick on the line with you on the show with us now or what?
Hello, everybody. It's me.
Hey, Dick. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Are you with your family too, hanging out? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm at home, but you know, I kind of had to hide off in my room.
In your room. In your room, hanging out alone, bro. You shouldn't be alone, Dick.
Well,
Dick,
you know,
never
I just
alone.
My family are some interesting people, and I don't want them to butt in.
Oh, I hear you, bro. I hear you. Well, thank you for being with us again for another show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I know it is. It is. I'm sure you're styling over there today too.
Oh, you know it.
I know it. So here we are, Monday, BBS Talk Radio. We're here with you, coming at you live with BBS Talk Radio. We have our other show with KKTC 99.9 FM, True Country, True America, True Sinani, baby. That's at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Mountain Time. And that goes Monday through Friday, Monday on 99.9. Also, we're here on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern on BBS Talk Radio. So if you want to reach the show, you can get me, Eric, or Miss Bianca C, or anybody from the staff at The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, or Eric at ericandrewsinani.com. You can check us out. You can watch all videos, etc., and look at our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Eric A. Sinani, The Hostile Zone fan page on Facebook. You can also check out Miss Bianca C on Facebook, on Instagram, SEA, Bianca C like the ocean. And also you can check all of our previous episodes on every single platform that you indulge, listen to radio and podcasts, etc., on iHeart, iTunes, and all the other ones that there are so many. And also you can check out our LinkedIn and our Patreon, Rumble, Twitch, Twitter, X. We have them all. Check it out. The videos are casting there as well. All right. I think I got all that,
I
right?
think
Did I get it
so.
all,
I
John?
think you covered the whole.
Got the full gamut.
Yeah.
Hey, R-Dub, you there?
I'm here.
Did I cover everything? Did I hit everything? Patreon, Rumble, all that stuff?
Yes, I believe you did.
Good. Shout out to everybody. Christmas week coming down. Here we are, another week. The final showdown with us and the mall coming down this week. So I hope everybody's got their Christmas shopping in and did all their wishing to Santas, wrote their letters to Santa, and we're going to have a wonderful holiday. Are you prepared for your holiday?
I'm halfway there, to be
Halfway?
honest, halfway there.
Halfway? As compared to all the way?
Well, the
There's that way.
decorations in the house and outside is good. Just got to get the presents.
Gotcha. Presents are key, right? For shopping for presents.
Some came through the mail, but
Yeah,
not
right.
everything.
I'm not a big fan. I don't know about you guys out there if you're watching or listening. I'm not a big fan of buying online gifts. I do for niche items, word of the day, niche items, niche. For those type of items that are specialty things that you're looking for. But in general, I'm an old school. I like to go and shop. I mean, I find something fun about Christmas shopping for certain people, not everybody, of course, but for certain people, it's fun. I think it's a good time. You know, I think it's a festive experience. It's a good time. I mean, shopping online, it's not.
No, you do get a little bit more of a variety just in case.
Right.
But the thing is, you have to get it early because then that shipping time is what screws you
Right,
over
right.
after. So if you're like a last minute person that orders like the last week, you're not getting it until after Christmas or after New Year's.
Right. Yeah. And it's just,
Stressful.
yeah, I don't know. And shipping costs, I don't know. But I like Christmas, but then it becomes a time where I'm all right with Christmas. I'm past, you know. I don't know.
Well, I feel like it's kind of different now since I have a son, and now that Christmas is all about for him.
Right.
And I can't wait until next year when he turns one, because then he'll like
You'll really know about everything,
really
and then you'll have
talk
to buy
and
him everything.
oh, I can't wait until like the day that he starts ripping that package and goes,
Yeah.
that's a gift.
Yeah. Or so you hope. Yeah. So you hope.
Did what
Yeah, but you're, screw you, Daddy. Screw you. You suck.
wanted?
You suck. So anyway, so here we are Monday. Let's go over some news topics of the day, and then we'll kind of let the show go where it goes. You know, right, R-Dub, you with us though?
I'm always here. Can't get
No,
rid of me.
he's here. Can't get rid of R-Dub. We're gonna let the show take its course here, and see where she goes today. We got some people out here with us that are filming here today. R-Dub is trying to take your job. This guy over here, see him? He wants his job. This guy over here, he's one of the tech people, wants your job. I guess, I don't know, R-Dub, how do you feel about that? No? Yeah.
I really don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, kind of sucks, right? Right.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we got you taken care of.
Well, I don't think
Appreciate it.
nobody could take his place.
No, nobody could take your
Our
place
dub
on
has
here.
a unique
R-Dub is
flair
unique,
to his
right?
style and
Right.
how he works.
Someone's got to keep Dick in line.
There you go.
And, someone's got to get beat up from Angelo for me. I like to watch thumbs hook you up. It's kind of nice. I watch the security tape once in a while, buddy.
Oh boy.
Well, stop doing that because
So,
we all get into some
yeah.
trouble behind the
Well, you
scenes.
went streaking the one time. So I had, ever since you went streaking and I heard about it, you were crying about Angelo beating you up. But then I saw you went streaking. So now we got to watch so you don't get me in trouble.
Well,
Oh
obviously
my
you're not
gosh.
watching enough if you think it was just the one time.
Come on,
Come on, everybody. We're going
We're going
streaking.
streaking. Right.
You and
Never,
who else?
nobody. Yeah. You never even told us what we are, Dub. That was
Old
old
school.
school. Yeah.
That's how I figured.
Snoop-a-loop. Yeah. All right. So anyway, as anybody that's listened to the show before, I speak very highly of my Catholic school upbringing,
Yes.
and whatever. I don't try to jam religion down anybody's throat by any means. I never, but I don't hide it. I'm not going to take away and say that I'm something I'm not. I'm not going to downplay something I believe in because others might be offended. I just feel that this is me and I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
Well, I'm going to say too, I'm a Catholic. I'm right. a proud Catholic, and that's just how it is. But anything else, like with the politics and stuff, I never say.
Right.
This time I will say I am.
Well, you know what this, I mean, I think there's something you shouldn't have to deny.
No,
you know, your spirituality.
I do a lot with my singing because mostly I believe my singing came from up above, and you know,
right.
That it's a gift.
Right. We all have gifts from up above.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pope, the leader of the Catholic Church from the Vatican.
Yeah, I haven't heard from
has put in documents forward for Catholic canon, a Vatican canon, which is a law. Like mm-hmm. our U.S. Constitution?
Yes.
Our U.S. Constitution, that here, which we'll show you, everybody out there, the U.S. Constitution, up on the wall there. The Constitution we have our U.S. Constitution, the Vatican has the canons. That's their laws for the Vatican Church, for the Catholic Church, the Vatican, which is like the capital. You know, it's like their Washington, D.C. to the United States. So the Pope Francis has now made it very clear that the Vatican is going to allow blessings for same-sex partners.
Really?
Same-sex partner. Now, it's going. They're saying not a same-sex marriage, but it's semantics here, you know, because what is a same-sex marriage and a same-sex couple or relationship? I don't know. It's a piece of paper, the marriage thing, but they consider it a sacrament. So if you're a same-sex couple, then the church is not going to deny you the right to be to get a prayer or a blessing or something from a priest. So now the Vatican has rule as making this a canon, a rule. So the papers are going in on it. So that means no priest should be denying a blessing or anything to.
So they're allowed to take the communion.
You know, right. I didn't see all the written canon. They're saying a blessing.
A blessing.
So
okay.
I don't know if that actually would authorize communion. But the Pope did say in his statement that people are seeking God's mercy and God's forgiveness and God's love. They should not be tied up in moral discussions with the public for their experience with God.
Well, you know, I think that's a good thing that they're going up with time now, like, because you know it, you know, God is love,
right?
So
right. And if you know everybody, you know, that knows Christianity, Catholicism or whatever, you go and seek forgiveness, you know, at penance or what else is it, confession, you know, you go and ask for to be absolved of your sins and forgiveness for God. So if that is okay for everybody else to do, then why would same-sex couples not be able to have that same kind of experience, you know?
Right. At least now, you know, if they're welcome, so that's great. And I think it should have been like that even before.
Right.
But now, like, it's going to keep families together,
right,
which is great.
The thing is that as long as it doesn't resemble, the Pope said, as long as it doesn't resemble a marriage.
Mm.
So what resembles a marriage is what remains to be seen. Is what we need to think about, because really, when you hear it and you think about it, you're like, well, okay, what is the definition?
Steps.
Is it just a piece of paper? Is it you call each other husband, wife, whatever, whatever? I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing yet. It's not typed up and submitted out the canon. So I know that this is on the platter of what's moving forward. And I think it's a step in the right direction. I think we have to be careful with the slippery slope concept. Where you know, to put my legal scholar cap back on, the slippery slope is, are we giving so much to somebody that now you are at the edge of a ski slope,
mm-hmm,
and you're going to fall off the edge? How much more can you load in before you fall off the edge? So it depends on who's talking about it and who what side you're on, but if there is a group that is not, let's say, not recognized by the church, and the church considers they're living a life of sin, allegedly, whatever they've been saying, then now if they're going to allow blessings for same-sex marriage, what about people in other types of relationship situations or other situations in general with the church? That the church doesn't see eye to eye with your behavior. Are they going to have to grant that to them? You know,
little baby steps. You never know what's going to happen.
I was talking in another show, another show that, you know, you're obviously on it with me. Another show on another network. And we were discussing about this same situation. And, you know, there's a church, there's a city government building, City Hall somewhere. Right. And I don't know because I was not prepared to go into that conversation, but they have the Church of Satan. The Satanic Church.
Ooh.
It's a recognized church. They are recognized. They are a nonprofit, a 501c3 recognition. So they have a display set up in City Hall with Church of Satan. And that's what it's called, Church of Satan, the Satanic Church. They have a display set up in a government building because they made the argument, the slippery slope argument, that if you can have a manger, a nativity scene, a manger of Jesus and Joseph and Mary and the whole thing there, then why somebody else can't have too? We're an inclusive nature, aren't we?
Let's make it equal for everyone.
So it's equal across the board. So like, then where do you draw the line? That's the slippery slope. Where do you draw the line? And I'm not saying don't bot me, but thank you to bots and trolls because you helped me with my ratings. I appreciate it. But don't bot me and troll me and segment a little section of this and say that I'm targeting same-sex couples or et cetera.
No,
I'm not targeting anybody. I'm merely stating, where do you draw the line on a slippery slope? Where do you draw the line? At what point do you say we cannot accept the A, B, and C, or we can accept A and B, but C and D are no-go? Where do you draw the line? What's the slope? Where do you say this is too much, or we can't give enough, or we gave too much? Yo, everybody has to make that decision for themselves, but the church seems to be beat up a lot over this because where do they take their stance? So, we'll pay attention to that. In your face, don't go anywhere. The Hostile Zone will be back in 1 minute, maybe two. Don't make the Sonati come looking for you.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Hey there, KKTC. Merry Christmas. It's Eric A. Sonati from The Hostile Zone. Monday nights, 9 p.m. on your dial, 99.9. Wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous New Year. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us. We're looking forward to a big New Year as one giant KKTC family. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. Yes, we're back. Thank you for coming through the break. And we're here. RW with us.
You know you can't get rid of me.
There we go. Hard up in the house. All right. So a little bit more news, some entertainment news, some fun news across the board. Maybe not always fun, but we try to keep it fun. So Secretary of Defense, along with the Secretary of Defense, is on his way to Gaza, the Gaza Strip, to discuss the conflict between Hamas and Israel in the Palestine border area, Gaza. And also France, Germany, and the UK, along with the United States. Now, the United States is there in Israel, but these other countries, UK, Germany, France, they are reiterating verbally, along with the United States' trip to Israel, they are going to be discussing to bring down combat operations, to slow down or cease major, and I say major, combat contingency operations. Not all of the situation is going to be quelled and done, where they're pushing to have major combat reduced because the big push has been made to come in, clear the area of hostiles, no pun intended, hostiles. But now they're hoping that they can bring back the combat, bring it down a little bit, and kind of go on a more less aggressive way to make sure that they've advanced, I don't want to say their agenda, but they've made their statement about how they feel about being attacked and how they intend to respond to it, and that they made their statement on what it is that they intend to do and not allow to be done to them and their citizens. So this is a big push. This is something that is happening right now, that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is over there working his magic, and let's see how that works out. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on there. There's been a lot of big news over the past couple of days about, you know, little traction fights they've had here, there, and elsewhere. Some people got killed. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's just bad stuff. I hope we can get past it. I hope it's it's never a tough subject. It's never a time to just cancel. I want to say cancel the war, but they can't just stop and leave. You can't just pull out and go because there's so much stuff going on out there right now. And they have a lot of factors that have to be weighed in on here, what's going on. Like, how long are we, like, what have they accomplished? How far did they go? All the displaced people. And like we had dealing with even in Afghanistan or Iraq, we have a vacuum when you pull out. People want to move in and take over. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, the major conflict should be hopefully down at a minimum, maybe, or, you know, lower to the bottom than on the top. But we'll see. This is just brand new stuff that's happening right now. So they're out there now having that meeting, and well, let's see how it goes. Big storm on the East Coast. We were talking about it before in the top of the hour at the show. Big storms this week. The East Coast, they had some serious wind damage. People were kind of taken back. They were not expecting tropical storm quality level storms, and people got flooded and hit hard.
Yeah, it came hard. To a surprise.
They didn't then put out any notices, but there was borderline tropical storm hurricane level stuff. Hopefully, you know, there wasn't too much damage and nobody really got hurt or anything that I know of as of yet. But, you know, I hope that nobody lost their property and all their stuff.
Yeah, I hope everybody's okay. And
right.
And remember, if you lost materialistic, as long as you have you have your family members, material things can be replaced.
Right, right.
Always got to remember that.
Always. Very true. People are not replaceable.
Absolutely.
So, with that, and going forward, so big DWI, you drink and drive R-Dub, no, right?
No, I do not. But, you know, coming from the wonderful state of Wisconsin where, you know, people drink on days that end in Y, I've definitely grown up and seen a lot of it.
Wow, that would be 7 days a week, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be.
Wow, that was some quick math on my part, bro. Right.
You're a very smart man.
Thank you. I try. Don't believe everything you hear. So did you hear about the DWI in Delaware?
I heard you slightly mention it, but I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more to the story.
You weren't on the other show or anything with me that I talked about, I guess.
Well, got to keep it fresh, you know?
We're keeping it fresh. We're on our second film today for another network, but we didn't talk about it. All right, anyway, 46-year-old. Yep, I know, I'm just getting around. Just talking. Just having some fun here. 46-year-old male from Delaware.
What happened?
Wilmington, Delaware area. 46-year-old man drinking and driving. Shame, shame, shame. Don't drink and drive. Sinati says no. call an Uber, Tipsy Toe, or any of the programs out there. Do not drive your car, okay? This guy had the unfortunate luck of operating a motor vehicle under the influence of an intoxicating substance, and he crashed his vehicle into a Secret Service SUV
that was for the president. That happens once in a while. So what's the difference between this?
But.
Well, what's the difference between a drunk driver?
He hit the presidential Secret Service vehicle.
No way! Yes. Oh, my God.
Another one shocked her. She didn't hear it on the other screen. It's on the teleprompter, too. You know? You got to love the acting skills here. Woo! Right out there, baby.
You
right.
Sandbag.
I sandbag. It's on the teleprompter. We took another hour show on it. No, but anyway.
I love my New Jersey housewife friends, okay?
Improvisation skills, baby. There it is. Anyway, yeah, the Actors Guild will be quite impressed with everybody here. So, no, honestly, though, it was a DWI crashed into an SUV operated by none other than the United States Secret Service. They were waiting for President Biden to get into the vehicle, leaving a campaign office. We are glad that the president was not injured. We are glad that no Secret Service members were injured, or the general public, or anybody else. And even the driver, you know, whether, you know, you drank or drove, drinking, driving, nobody actually intends to hurt anybody. So, you know, that's no excuse that they were drunk and didn't know better, but also nobody got in the car and said, let me drink and drive and hit somebody and hurt them. So all is well, ends well. I hope that this person, you know, learned their lesson, because God, of all people you don't want to run into is crash into the Secret Service. All right, so did you know that, you do know, because we had the other show.
Why do you tell everybody?
It's on the teleprompter. There it is. Read the lines here. The United States is suffering a serious situation with childhood obesity. There it is. R-Dub.
How can R-Dub. I be of service?
How could you be of service? Are you obese?
I'm not. I say I'm on the skinny side.
That's not what you said about Angelo, though. You know, he might not be on the studio, but he can hear you.
Oh, great.
Yep. Yeah, he's actually texting.
Oh, my God. Somebody's losing
He's popping finger. Up on the chat right now. Anyway. So
somebody's going to be losing a finger.
Yeah. Thumbs is going to take an extra thumb for himself. But, so obesity has gone up tremendously here in the United States, among our youth, among everybody in general, but I mean, the youth has gone up. It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. I don't know. I find that to be sad. I don't know. What say you, R-Dub, about obesity?
Well, you know, in today's society, everybody is so dependent on technology. Nowadays, you know, you have parents where if their children are causing a scene on a plane or in a store, or just anywhere really, you know, they now have the ability to just hand them a phone or a tablet. And that's just kind of like the easy way out. And, you know, me personally, when I was a child, you know, I had I had a Game Boy and I had the PlayStation 1 when it came out. And I don't know, I was just never very into the video gaming type stuff. I always liked being outside, you know, wreaking havoc on the neighborhood.
Me
you know,
too,
kinda,
yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, building fires or like going out into the woods behind the house and building yourself a cool little fort that you can hang out in. And, you know, I understand that there's a lot of kids in the cities that, you know, they don't have those kinds of opportunities, but there's still a lot of possibilities.
There's a lot of things they can do, though. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm, you know what, to be honest, I'm not surprised nowadays because of COVID, everybody's so used to being inside.
It's not too easy.
And,
not too easy. Right?
You know, it's very important. A lot of people have been in homeschooling, so they don't know they need to learn socialization, you know, and, you know, no gym class.
Right.
It does add up.
Oh, no,
and,
you're absolutely right. You're 100% right.
And now since ordering food out, like, it, you know, ordering junk food from out from Uber Eats or anything like that, it's very handy. So, sometimes you got to know what pa parents, I know like both parents are working and stuff, but you got to know what your kids are eating nowadays. You know what I mean? You got to teach them nutrition. And it's so hard to
They
keep
should
up
be
with
teaching
it.
this in the schools. And this brings us to our next segment that's going to be coming up. But don't go anywhere because the hostile zone after this break, don't make me come looking for you because we're going to be talking about who had a three-way sexual encounter and how it worked out for them. We'll be right back.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
The Hostile Zone here. Eric A. Sinati and my staff wish you a Merry Christmas. Hard up. Do you have any?
Merry Christmas, everybody. Richard?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Kelly! He's stuffing his fat face with donuts again. But Merry Christmas on behalf of Kenny, everybody.
And Kenny, I don't know.
Hey, what about me, guys?
Oh, yeah, right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Miss Bianca C, almost forgot about you. But we didn't forget about you, KKTC. We're looking forward to a prosperous year. Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you.
Hey, how are you? I'm Eric Sinati, Eric A. Sinati, the on-air talent talk show host for the syndicated show The Hostile Zone, the show that you're going to be listening to every night, 9 p.m., here on 99.9 KKTC, True Country. I'm going to be accompanied by the lovely vocalist, on-air talent Bianca C. We're going to give you the school hard knocks, right to the law school, the commentary, and everything you want to know about current events and the news, along with a little bit of laugh. See ya. 9 o'clock, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. We're back. That's right. Did you wait through the commercial just to know who had a sexual three-way? Well, I'm going to tell you. Right to your face. In your face, and I was going to tell you who had a potential three-way sexual encounter and how it worked out for them.
Oh boy, who?
The Republican chairman, the GOP chairman of Florida.
Florida?
Him chairman? He is under investigation for sexual assault. And his wife is the founder, one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty. And she also holds a political position. I'm not exactly sure. She might be school board or something else. I don't know. But she was the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Her husband is the chairman of the Republican Party for Florida. He's been suspended from being chairman of the Republican Party in Florida, pending a sexual assault investigation.
Oh, no.
Don't know what the incidentals of it, but you're all waiting for the three-way in your face. I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm kidding. I will. So apparently him and his wife had some extramarital spicing up with this extra female. Oh. And, she might be the one that is reported some kind of sexual indiscretion, maybe, if it's a better word. I don't know. Sexual indiscretion. I don't know all the details. I know that that the big story is that as the Republican chairman, he is suspended from being the chairman while this investigation is playing out. And he has been called for him to resign, but he has not, as of far that I know. And I don't know. What say you, Miss Bianca?
My goodness. That's wow. That is so shocking.
Let me
to
just
hear.
Help you before I go to what say you. You know that the Moms for Liberty is one of those organizations, and I don't know much about it. So don't bot me and troll me and say
I'm
that.
Sure it's for a good cause.
I don't know all of the things that they're about, but I understand that maybe she, as the co-founder of this organization, might have been, or the program is about, where the children are having gender affirming. Or whatever in school where they a child, the schools don't have to discuss with the parent if a boy comes into school as a boy, but he says, I want to be a girl, and the school help convert him, and they don't tell the parents. You know what I'm talking about? You
oh,
R.W.
Well,
about this
we
too?
Should always tell the parents. That's our children.
Right. R.W. there?
Yep, I'm here.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Where parents were in uproar about kids going to school and educators, instead of teaching English, math, and arithmetic, etc., they're discussing, who has a penis and who doesn't have one, and if you want one or don't want one kind of stuff. Did you hear about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yes, I remember all about that conversation. And, you know, I find it truly sickening that that's what public schools are turning to nowadays, instead of, you know, trying to better the knowledge of our future children, and
All
instead
right,
of
they can't
taking
even read when
them.
they come out of school half when they don't know what a, how to, how to or what, how a checkbook works or anything, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, R-Dub. I really have nothing else to actually respond back because you're 100% right. I don't really care what somebody's choice is. I say it on plenty of shows on other networks, and I've said it here many times. I don't want to be in your bedroom. The government shouldn't be in your bedroom. Nobody's in your bedroom unless you invite them in your bedroom. And what happens in your bedroom stays in your bedroom. It doesn't need to
Agreed.
be. It's no one else's business to take your stuff out and make it a public thing. I also think that the public schools, they have teachers for a reason. It's a thankless job in a lot of ways. They work very hard. They put a lot of hours in. I know that people say, well, they get summers off, they leave early, but they don't. They have to babysit basically all day and teach, but they have to sit there and keep the kids out of trouble.
And set an
And then they
example.
got to prepare the class, then grade everything and get it back. They got a lot to do, teachers. So I don't know why teachers would want to take on the additional job of teaching about genderism and gender identity when that was never anything I had to learn. I know you didn't learn it.
No.
R-Dub, did they ever in your school talk about any of this nonsense? When you're in school, you're generationally younger than me. I never talked about it, did you?
No, I never really had many conversations about it.
Right? I mean, it's not
I
appropriate.
never like to talk about it, actually. It's kind of an uncomfortable situation,
Right. I
especially
mean,
with
I
a
remember when I got my first health education class and the teacher said the word
like, I didn't want
penis,
my
everybody,
teacher
all
to
the
know
guys were
about that.
giggling. Because, you know, guys, generally we draw penises on everything, right? Our job.
That is
Any high school
correct.
classroom, right? Right?
I would feel uncomfortable talking about stuff like that to my teacher.
Right.
Like,
Yeah,
really?
you can't go anywhere in a on anywhere in a men's room and there's a penis not on a wall. So I'm laughing about it now. I can't even, are you smiling right now, Arda? We're just saying
The paperback cover in the notebooks.
Well, every time you mention the word penis, you just have to laugh as a guy. I don't understand. Well, I don't know what's so hysterical
Carved
about it.
on desks, carved on chairs,
Penis, penis,
the
a penis. But anyway, yeah, I mean, so she was a co-founder of this group. And I
bleachers.
guess one of their big things is, you know, arguing about what is appropriate for an educator to do in the classroom and not do in the classroom. But what bothers me about this whole thing here is that Governor DeSantis is running for president in the primary election. He's a good governor. I have nothing against him as a governor. I like him in every way. I don't have anything against him at all. I don't think he has a chance against President Trump in the primary. I think he has better years ahead of him. So I think he's the future. He's definitely somebody to look at. That's the only negative I have to say about him. And I think he's sticking around because he doesn't know where Trump is going to go, what's going to happen. And he's just keeping his name in the bucket, you know? But there's a lot going on in that state right now with this, with him running for president and with all that this Moms for Liberty thing being up in there. Now the chairman of the Republican Party, her program is to discuss, one of the things that they push is not the gender identification in the classroom. Well, I don't know what her experience with her husband and another woman on the one-on-one or whatever with them has anything to do with this program, Moms for Liberty, and has anything to do with public school for school-age children. What does that have to do with her and her husband's sexual endeavors in the in their home?
That's exactly what I was
Right?
thinking. What does that have to do with this? You know,
Right?
like it that's different.
They're
You
not the
know, it's
same,
not
right?
like it's totally like separate from what it is, of what your work is and then in your personal
It's
life.
apples and oranges, bananas and apples. It's not apples and apples, oranges and oranges, bananas and bananas. Bananas, funny, right? Joke. No joke on the bananas, guys. Don't call me out on that. It wasn't a pun, although it is kind of funny. But, you know, so what they do in their bedroom with themselves, really, it's not having really, I don't see how that actually plays into what she's, what her group is discussing. I don't know what any of this has to do with anything, to be honest with you. And I am actually interested to see what the actual sexual assault, if it's an assault. I know I read assault, but the definition, if I put my legal cap back on, the definition of assault and harassment and other ones are, there's differences. I don't really know
how
what
is their
it
marriage,
is.
Marriage, by the way, know, like, yeah. What's the rules? You know, every marriage has different rules. Like,
and this goes like, back to the top of the hour.
Carrie from Sex and the City again. She says every marriage is different. It's what you play on the line and what you agree and commit to.
Right. Oh, listen. So, like, some people have a prenuptial agreement when they get married, mm-hmm. and some people don't. Some people agree to all kinds of things.
It's their prerogative.
Right. And I guess that goes back to what I said at the top of the hour with the mm-hmm. Vatican and the Pope.
Yeah.
Because he said the same thing, the definition of as long as they don't resemble a marriage, then the Vatican is willing to bless same-sex couples because they're, as long as they're not resembling a marriage. Hmm. Well, similar to this, we don't know what their marriage is, what their situation is. She's standing by him. They're together still.
Okay.
This situation, this three-way sexual encounters more than once from what I understand. So it obviously wasn't a once and done or he cheated. It was
so like you're telling me that they're trying to spice it.
I think spice it up. Yeah. But I don't know all the details, but I believe that maybe they were planned on another rendezvous of a sexual encounter with this woman or girl, female, whatever. And I guess it didn't happen because of schedule conflicts. And mm-hmm. I guess the woman is alleging that the husband, the Republican chairman of Florida, GOP chairman, he maybe actually went over to her house anyway, even though his wife wasn't with him. I don't know. I don't really know what is actually the story on that, but that is what I understand. If that actually went down that way or not.
That's kind of like, I don't know. Like, that's there.
When did it happen? I always look at time frames too.
You know, when I feel like that girl betrayed. Why would she want to bring it out? Right? I think that she betrayed the trust. Why would she want, what's in it for her to have this all out in public?
I mean, this is Governor DeSantis's friends. Republicans in that state. I mean, it's a swing state. We know that during elections, it's a very contested state. It has been a swing state in many elections.
And why does this go out now? Since it's
always opportune moments. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember when Brett Kavanaugh was getting his confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
and all these people came out, Me Too people. And I'm not against the Me Too movement. Don't bot me on that. But and troll me on it. But, you know, I'm not against it. But
now, to the real
time and place, why did that audio of Donald Trump from years and years ago come out when he was talking in like locker room conversation about females and about some girls? And he was bragging. Well, he was being braggadocious.
That's what
days.
Geese do. That's locker talk.
But why did it come out? How many years did they have Donald President Trump?
The same thing.
But how many years did they have this on conversation? Mm-hmm. That's what you got to worry about. These alleged news people, right? These non-biased news people. Well, why do they have that video and audio of him talking all that time? Same why on this guy and his wife had a three-way with a girl. And why now all of a sudden is he now up for sexual assault charges? And why is she publicly talking about their three-way?
Hmm.
It doesn't make sense, right? I mean, I say why.
There's always two
why
sides
this
of
person
every story.
And why this time and why?
I'm
why,
curious why, to know why? What the both sides to see what
right.
what really happened.
What is it? You know, what is it that you know? I don't know what the motive is. You know. Let us know out there if you're listening. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com or Eric@ericandrewsanati.com. Eric@ericandrewsanati.com. What say you? Let us know what you think on these.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Bianca, you had some additional stuff. We're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. I'm looking for you.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sinatra, the hostile zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh for Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the hostile zone. All right, governor? Cheers.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinatra. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. That's right, we're back. Thank you for sticking around for another commercial. All right, so we were moving on to one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, well, you know,
we can't relate
because when in our younger days,
well, we know people.
My party days, right?
We all know
the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, baby. That's right, Jersey Shore in the house.
Yes.
Shout out to Ebel out there. All right.
And shout out to my Jersey friends.
All right. So what do you got for us on the Jersey line?
Well, I never waited online, by the way, when I went to the clubs, just so you know.
Oh,
I've always known somebody.
Hey, Art, do I wait out of the clubs either?
Yes, you do.
Get out of here. I don't wait online.
No, he does.
All right. So, Dad, what do you got?
Well, updates on, you know, everybody knows this guy, the situation.
Sorrentino. Mike Sorrentino.
He actually wrote a book. He has a book out coming Tuesday. It's coming out Tuesday. And it's about how he overcomes addiction, the loss, and prison. And his book is called Reality Check, Making the Best of the Situation.
Very smart. Yeah. Very smart.
I like it. It's like playing with the title right there.
We have any information on? Should we try to get him on the show?
You never know. Oh, it also says it's with Andy Simmons.
I don't know who that is.
Maybe that's the co-writer as well?
Probably.
A good team.
Is it going to be in his voice?
I'll
have to get that book.
Yeah, maybe. But like, I love the cover. It's kind of like a split face with the situation, sunglasses, and then his like before, back right. in the day, and then now. And yeah, it's pretty. I think I want to read it. I'm curious to know. It talks about his drug addiction and his time in prison, and you know, his ups and downs and what he overcame, you know.
Yeah, he went to prison for tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he made money all the way through it anyway, and he's back with the shows. He's one of the ones from those reality shows that he actually did really well for himself. Unfortunately, the government has to overreach as always, and they, you know, went after him for tax nonsense. But, you know, that's what they always do. You know, the government, whenever you're up, they want to kick you down. But, you know, I think for him, he actually has done some good things. I mean, he's got some business engagements and whatnot. He's got the show going. He's back on all the time. I mean, that's good. I'm glad he's got a book going for him. You know, he was definitely the situation. He was a situation to be around, in my experience with him and those people. In that time when I was down there a lot, hanging out with a lot of them. But he's a character. I mean, like anybody, he's a character. He's got a lot going for him. So I give him a good luck on that. Good luck on that. What else you got with him?
I mean, like, there was one point that he said, like, when he was at his lowest, like his, was it lawyer or his agent or something? They probably kept it in the back of it that, if nothing happened, that they were gonna release a sex tape or something, if it was the last straw. He explains it in the book
basically. On him,
yeah,
about what?
Oh, we don't know, like, that's just like a,
Everybody had to see him having sex because they had the cameras everywhere in that house.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it says that he's done a lot of things that were crazy. So I'm actually curious to know. I can't wait until I get my turn with the book.
Right. Well, yeah, it's definitely worth a quick read, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
When's the release date of it?
Tuesday. Coming out.
And it's called, what's it called?
It's called Reality Check.
Reality Check, everybody. Reality Check, Michael Sorrentino, or Mike Sorrentino, The Situation, Jersey Shore. MTV, you're all aware of the show. That was my fist pumping. If you're listening to the show on any of the platforms and you didn't see my hand pumping.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
that.
I was like, I got the Jersey spin going on.
I'm like, no, it's rusty. You got to go.
Yeah, if you're watching and you can see the.
Oh.
Hey, Arjun, how does it go? Let me hear you a little. Oh, that sounded good, R.W. You ready for the club? I got to take you to Jersey Shore next time.
What can I say? I'm a party boy at heart.
You really are. You're eating way too much cheese out there.
Oh, man, I can't wait. And then we'll all have Miami Vices.
What else you got there on that front there, Miss Bianca?
And speaking of like hotties back in the day. Well, there's still a hottie today, which
I know,
is
I'm sitting right here.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, no, never mind. We're going to take a short break.
You're such a hottie, too.
I'm trying. Right. Brad Pitt. Yeah, this guy was 60-something years old, right?
He just turned 60. His birthday came up.
Happy birthday, Brad Pitt. Happy birthday. Right out to you.
Younger than ever. He is like fine wine. 60 years old, and he's still looks like he's in his 40s or 30s.
Well, you know what, guys mature in age well. I mean, they get distinguished. I mean, I know I'm going to get bought and sold for that. But guys generally go well on that. So,
like in that, what was it? King of Queens. She's good. I do you.
King of Queens. Gotta love that. All right. So we need to drop the dime on the show. It's over. We are
really
approaching the end.
Approaching
the end. We are at like a I'm getting the 2 minute buzzer in my ear here.
2 minutes.
Two minute buzzer.
Oh,
so, Miss Bianca, you're going to be taking us out with the national anthem. As always, you have any of what we got to do it on you on camera. We're going to do it. As usual, taking us out nice. Everybody, PBS, Talk Radio, we thank you. We want you to come out again and check us out. Check us out on all the platforms. Watch the videos on our website, on PBS Talk Radio's website. Mm-hmm. You can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Rumble, Patreon, down the list on LinkedIn. God, I don't even know more. And also our regular websites. You got ericsonati.com, ericandrewsonati.com, thehostilezone.com, hostilezone.me. I think I got it all there. Miss Bianca C is going to take us out. Don't go anywhere, because you got to hear Miss Bianca sing to you about being patriot and loving your country. Love your family, love your country. Come back for us next week. Make sure you give me a 5 out of 5 stars or I'm coming for you.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the boats bursting in air, gave proof voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.